KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Don't label us left or right.
We are American.
Not looking for a war, but we came to fight.
We are American.
Somebody's gotta stand up.
Stand up.
Somebody's gotta do what's right. We're rising cause we're fed up. Got our house in order and got yours inside.
Good morning, Sovereign Minds. Today is Easter Sunday, April 20th, 2014, and I hope you guys are out there enjoying your family, or, you know, if you're going to your house of worship and, you know, having, you know, doing what you want to do there as far as, you know, worshiping and, having a great Sunday, here we go.
I was just laughing. I know some people after listening to We the People are going to have to do a lot of praying or something.
Yeah, we were just talking about the We the People are probably going to have to confess, the listeners. bless me, or forgive me, Father, for I have sinned. I have watched the We the People.
On that note, we probably should say the disclaimer about.
Yeah, we got to cover their backsides here. Yeah, talk about.
We really should have brought this up in the last program, and somehow it got past us. But
Black Bear Mine and our Black Bear Commune and Black Bear Restaurant are not the same thing. So we want to make sure that
in no way is Black Bear Diner affiliated with the Black Bear Commune.
Yeah, right. That's we want to make sure
Black
that gets out there.
Or any of that,
I was on the chat room and I just ate there, but I was kidding. Okay. So anyway, today is April 20th. It is Easter. I hope you guys are out there enjoying everything about this morning, whether it's hunting Easter eggs or heading to your favorite place of worship. Today we're going to have Orly Tates on again from one of the guests we had last week. And so it should be a really good show. Let's do the housekeeping here. My name is Mark Kent. I'm your host. I'm here in the studio with my sister Linda.
Good morning.
And Bob Martin, our all-around great guy, producer, soundboard operator, and a heck of a dude.
And I haven't been struck by lightning yet.
He hasn't been to the confessional yet, but we're hoping he's going to make it.
There's always next Saturday.
There's always Saturday. Anyway, we're here streaming worldwide. This is Jefferson State Radio. We're not Jefferson State of Mind, but we do believe that the state of Jefferson needs to be implemented. So go to the chat room at KCNR1460.com, or you can call in at 530-605-4567. All of our shows are podcast and archived as well, and you can friend me at on Facebook, Mark E. Kent. And so the quote of the day, I'm going to go with the quote of the day. Socialism, like the ancient idea from which it springs, confuses the distinction between government and society. As a result of this, every time we object to a thing being done by government, the socialists conclude that we object to its being done at all. If we disapprove of state education, then the socialists say we are opposed to any education. If we object to state religion, then the socialists say we want no religion at all. If we object to state enforced equality, then they say we are against equality. Quality, and so on and on it goes. It's as if the socialists were to accuse us of not wanting persons to eat because we do not want the state to raise grain. Now, that is Frederick Bastiat from The Law, and he was an 1850s French economist. Now, does that sound like the plan we're following today? I mean, these guys, this stuff isn't new. It's just the idiots are new. The useful idiots haven't been to school, you know?
Yeah.
So,
yeah,
anyway.
Yeah. That's pretty amazing that he even knew it back then.
Yeah, this is not
then it repeats
a new science. Yeah. This is how the elite get control over the masses. It's really simple. Machiavelli, you know, drew the blueprint. It's not hard. This is not rocket science. It's the dupes are out there fighting amongst themselves so much they forget that the government's taking over because they're all trying to get their own little piece of the pie as opposed to making new pies. Interesting.
New bakers.
Have you got any veterans events?
We do. I have a couple things. Coming up on May 3rd, they're going to have a big sale for the veterans for the Northern California Museum and Homeward Bound. And I will get the location, but I just want people to be aware of that. That's coming up May 3rd. Also, let's see, we are going to have a fundraiser for the Air Force Memorial that they want to put out at the Veterans Cemetery in Igo. Classic Cafe, and we'll have tickets on sale for that. Let me see here. I just got this. That's going to be on Saturday, May 31st from 5 to 9. It's a spaghetti feed. Adults tickets are $10, and children are $7. So a couple more good things coming up, and I will keep you posted on that, and I'll get more information on these. But just be aware, we've got a couple good things coming up.
Yeah, I'm not sure what's going on Red and Key Party Monday night. I got a email here from Sally, but I won't open it up to tell me what the video is, so maybe you can enlighten me. I can't.
Actually, I don't think it's going to be a video.
Yeah.
I believe we're going to have the people that are running for District 5.
I see. Very good.
Let me get it here.
All right. While you're looking that up, I wanted to talk about the Japan Fukushima radiation reaching the West Coast. Concerns are being raised, and this actually comes from Liberty Voice, the Guardian, IV.com. And concerns are being raised about the nuclear meltdown of Fukushima. And evidently, the concerns that are being raised about all the effects on the animals and is it going to reach the shore here, many reports have surfaced. But evidently, the government is not monitoring any of this stuff, so they're leaving it up to the private sector to find out if there's any dangerous levels of radiation in the sea. So stay tuned for that. The most dangerous aspect is the makeshift tanks at the nuclear facilities. Go ahead, Bob. You got some?
Yeah. Like supposed to hold up a Geiger counter to the fish before I eat it? Or?
Yeah, it's sushi and a Geiger counter, I guess. So I would just be very wary of anything coming out of the Pacific right now, guys. You don't know what you're eating because there's nobody monitoring it. Nobody's checking this stuff. And how can you not check radiation after a nuclear meltdown in Japan and the sea tides keep moving towards the West Coast? you know, no big deal. I guess we'll just keep eating it.
Yeah, just wait till your hair falls out and you start glowing over there, Bob. Then we know that, you know, you've had too much.
Couple more stories. Okay, this comes from the Radio Free Readout. And the title is Coalition of Western States Forms to Protect Against Government Overreach. Now, Coalition of Western States. That's cows. So the cows have gotten together and they're forming a coalition against government federal overreach.
Okay, the cows aren't happy anymore. Is that it?
It's true. I mean, the Coalition of Western States, Google it. Anyway, moving right along, the Ron Paul group defies the IRS this last week. This should have been mainstream news. Evidently, the IRS, they would never be out of control. They have been asking for Ron Paul's donor lists so that they can see who's been donating money to Ron Paul's campaign for liberty.
Oh, so they're going to put him in the same category as everybody else.
Yeah,
isn't it
funny how anybody who stands for liberty and for freedom and for less government is a target? Of course, that's not really true.
They're not profiling or anything.
MSNBC or some multi, you know, media conglomerate that doesn't really care about the truth anymore. Interesting. So that's it says there's no legitimate reason for the IRS to know who donates to Campaign for Liberty, said Megan Stiles, the communication director at Campaign for Liberty. So what's going on? I mean, these guys don't seem to be even backing down. I mean, there's no accountability. Why should they?
No. So. All right. I have the information for Monday night.
Okay.
It is, they're going to have Jim Dahl, I believe is how it's pronounced, from the State Board of Equalization.
Is that Jim Dahl or Jim Dahl?
It says D-A-H-L. Dahl?
Is that
how you pronounce it? Anyway, and he's from the State Board of Equalization, and he's got some new news about the fire tax, so that could be very interesting. And also, Butch Schaefer and Rod Jones are running for District 5 for Board of Supervisor seats, I guess, will be there. Again, that's at the Ready Tea Party at 2570 South Bonnie View Road, Destiny Fellowship.
All right, very good. So we're going to have Orly Tates on, I'm assuming, today.
Yes.
Okay, is she going to call in or are we going
to call her? We're going to have to call her. And before we go there, I want to give a little bit more information about this spaghetti dinner fundraiser for the Air Force Memorial.
Oh.
Thanks to Mr. Rose. He had a flyer on it. It's Saturday, May 31st at 5 to 9 p.m. It'll be held at the Veterans Hall at 1605 Yuba Street. So if you're interested in purchasing tickets, you can get them at Classic Cafe or from the USAF Memorial Committee members. And you can call them at 347-9276.
And Elizabeth in the chat room says it's pronounced doll, like in
doll.
Yeah, doll. So it's Jim Doll.
Okay.
With that,
Jim
I guess
doll.
Let's go to a break here. We'll come back and let's get Orly on here. And
okay, yeah. This is KCNR 1460, home of the Free Fire Media.
I'm Kayla, and they call me the mouse.
And I'm Red, they call me the bear. How's California working out for you? Want to change it for the better?
Wake up to your chemical sunrise and tune in every Saturday to the Jefferson State of Mind.
We'll be discussing representation, regulations, and restoring our republic.
So catch us from 8 to 9 Saturday mornings on KCNR 1460.
I feel no shame, I'm proud of where I came.
Analog living in a digital world. Every week on Boomer Tech Radio, we explore how technology continues to impact our daily lives. Join us, Bob and Brenda Belongi, every Saturday from noon to one to learn about the latest goodies, gadgets, and gizmos, along with the breaking news that affects your day-to-day digital life. Boomer Tech Radio, brought to you by Advanced Automotive, safe, reliable car care for their customers and our community. That's Boomer Tech Radio, now noon to one on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny. My wife Judy and I want to say thank you. Thank you for blessing us with such wonderful friends and business. We love being a part of such a great community here in Shasta County. Every day the people we meet and the chance we have to help each and every one of you makes us proud. We look forward to being there when you need us. Wind or rain, sun or shade. Shasta Gas Propane, family owned, family operated. For safety, service, and savings, give us a call at 365-3793. And once again, thank you.
Dandelion Gift and Apparel is a unique boutique in the very heart of downtown Reading. It's on Market Street, just down the block from Kobe Steakhouse. When you step into Dandelion, you have your own personal shopper. At Dandelion, they deliver that personal touch just to help you find the right item. Dandelion is open 10 to 5:30 weekdays and 10 to 5 on Saturday. So head downtown for stylish clothing, gifts, and accessories you just won't find at the mall. Dandelion. Yeah, that's it. Dandelion.
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
But I'd been forgotten, I Joe. I've been married a long time ago. Where did you come from? Where did you go? Where did you come from, Cotton Eye Joe? But I'd been forgotten, I Joe. I've been married a long time ago. Where did you come from? Where did you go? Where did you come from, Cotton Eye Joe?
Where did you come from, Cotton Eye Joe? Speaking of Cotton Eye Joe, we're going to be talking about Obama and his eligibility here again. The fun never stops.
Keeps going.
We have our guest today, Orly Tates, and I think she's on the phone with us now. Are you there, Orly?
Yes, I am.
Good morning.
Good morning. Happy Easter. How are you doing today? We appreciate you coming on.
Thank you. Thank you for inviting me.
Absolutely. Yeah, we kind of got screwed up before, and then you were on here last week. I felt bad that, I was really glad that you wanted to come on this morning because it is Easter and everything, so we do really appreciate it.
Thanks.
So, with that, let's talk about, I hate to say it, Cotton Eye Joe, but...
Be nice.
Kind of feels that way sometimes because, we got a president here that is just not eligible, in my opinion, and he's never been vetted, and the media won't touch it. But the latest news that I have, maybe you can expand on it, I'm sure you're up to speed on, is the Alabama judge said that the birth certificate's false, even though they didn't weigh in on the decision, and they said that that he should have been vetted or be vetted by the Secretary of State to be eligible to put on the ballot. Do you know anything about this one, Orly?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. This case was brought 2 years ago in 2012 before the election, and it was brought by a candidate, a minor candidate on the ballot in Alabama and a Republican voter. And the case was dismissed by the presiding judge, who stated that the Secretary of State, basically he... denied the request to see the certified copy of Obama's birth certificate that the plaintiffs were seeking, based on the opposition by the Secretary of State, who stated that she has no duty to check the documents of the candidates. And the case went to the Supreme Court of Alabama. Previously, there was another case in Alabama where one judge, Judge Thomas Parker, stated that if the case were to be brought properly by proper plaintiffs and through proper channels, he would want to hear the case because there is serious evidence of Obama's ideas being forged. So that was the second case, and they have 9 judges, and unfortunately 7 judges voted in favor of the defense. Only 2 judges, Judge Thomas Parker, who previously raised his concerns, and Judge Moore, who, as you know, is known as a judge who placed the monument with 10 commandments in front of the Supreme Court of Alabama, and where he was removed from his position by the federal judges. And later on, he was elected yet again. So Judge Moore has written an opinion stating that he believes that Secretaries of State should check eligibility of a candidate, and that should have been done in this case. Judge Thomas Parker also wrote a short opinion stating that he does not believe that in every case the Secretary of State has a duty to check. But in this case, since there was evidence that Obama's ideas are not valid, she should have checked the ideas. But again, due to the fact that the majority, 7 out of 9, voted to confirm the law court decision for the case not to be heard and to be dismissed, it was dismissed in the Supreme Court of Alabama. That's the final result there. And I have wrote an article about it stating that Judge Moore could write this lengthy opinion when he knew that majority of judges will vote against it and there will be no repercussions. And I have written to Judge Moore a request to forward this information. Judges have actually vast powers to forward evidence that they have, evidence of serious crimes, to the district attorney, to the grand jury, county grand jury, and even federal grand jury. And I have written to Judge Moore that it is, of course, it is easy to write a dissenting opinion when you know that there will be no consequences, but what needs to be done is something of consequence. Please, you have in front of you the evidence that was brought by the plaintiffs. Here is another 150 pages of evidence showing that Obama is using a stolen social security number, fabricated ideas. Please forward it to the county prosecutors, county district attorney, to the grand jury. And I received a letter from the clerk of the court. There was no name of a specific clerk. It was just printed clerk of the court, which kind of misrepresented my request. It stated that I wanted this to be sent to the federal court, and I didn't. I didn't want him to forward this to the federal court, specifically because there is so much corruption in federal courts, and they are working for the federal government. But and also they stated, the clerk of the court stated that the court has very limited powers and cannot do what I asked. And that's not true. They do not have such limited powers. This is the Supreme Court of the state. They have evidence of criminal activity. Not only do they have powers, they have a duty to follow this for criminal investigation and prosecution, and they did not do it.
Well, what do you think the reason is that? Is this because he's the first black president? Is this because it would cause such a constitutional crisis that nobody wants to touch it? Is it because the media is, in complicit here? I mean, what do you think is the big reason that nobody wants to touch this? Because I don't even think that, let's say that this is all true. Okay, he's not born here, he's born in Kenya, whatever it is. Even if that were not true, okay, he still doesn't meet the Founding Fathers' definition of a natural-born citizen. His father was a Kenyan national, and he was schooled in Indonesia.
You know, let me tell you, in terms of constitutional requirements, there is no specific law that states what was it meant by the U.S. Constitution where it stated that the president has to be a natural-born citizen. What does it mean to be a natural-born citizen? And truth be told, that many, of course, liberals and people who are in Obama's camp are stating that natural-born citizen is somebody who was born in the country, regardless of what is the citizenship of his parents. If he's born in the U.S., he automatically, at the time of his birth, gets the U.S. citizenship.
Well, you get U.S. citizenship, but if you go back to what the founders based the definition on in Vattel.
It is my position, too. I also believe that a natural-born citizen is one who not only is born in the country, but whose parents are citizens.
Right.
And there are multiple articles stating that. However, this is not a settled issue. There was never a decision of the Supreme Court of the United States with definition. What does it mean to be a natural-born U.S. citizen? Does it mean only to be born in the country? Does it, for example, some judges believe that if your parents are U.S. citizens and you're born abroad, you are still U.S. citizen, natural-born U.S. citizen. Others believe that if you're born in the country, regardless of who your parents are. So this issue has to be heard on the merits. There has to be a decision. There was no such decision. And that is why when I saw that in multiple courts, the judges kind of what they were doing, they would disregard all the issues of Obama's use of fabricated IDs and his use of a stolen social security number, and they were concentrating only on this issue, and they would state, well, we believe that as long as he was born in U.S., he is a natural-born citizen, and here is Obama's Hawaiian birth certificate, and the issue is closed. Well, you know, the issue is not closed. There was no determination by the Supreme Court. Supreme Court never took up this issue of what it means to be a natural-born citizen. But also what is even more troubling is that this man, we don't know who he is, and he is using all fabricated IDs, and not one single judge has addressed those issues. Not one single judge dared to order discovery and production of the original documents. And I believe the reason is because today NSA and FBI have any and all records of any judge who takes upon this issue, and I believe there is a lot of pressure on those judges, either blackmail with some history in their tax returns, their sexual history, or tax returns of their children, and they have, the federal government has ways and means to lean on judges, threaten them, intimidate them, blackmail them, that if they rule against the government is going to go after them. And in some cases, I believe they might be paying off judges or all of the above, intimidating, blackmailing, and paying off.
Well, if we go back, I was going to say, if we go back, we know that the intent of the founding fathers, it's irrefutable that they wanted both parents to be citizens so that the president would have no foreign allegiances, and that he was the only one that had to meet that standard of natural born citizens. So we know for a fact that they're circumventing the intent of the founders when they wrote it. Is that not true?
Yeah. Well, it is true. And if you read, when the Constitution, was drafted, first Chief Judge of the Supreme Court, Judge John Jay, wrote to George Washington saying, permit me to explain that it's important not to have foreigners in the U.S. government, that the commander-in-chief of the U.S. military has to be a natural-born U.S. citizen. There were multiple statements, for example, John Bingham, who have drafted the 14th Amendment, has written about it. But what the other side is using, they're using one case, and that was a case during the times of President Chester Arthur, who, as we know, is the only other president who had questionable eligibility for U.S. presidency. It's a question whether he was born in U.S. because the family used to live in Canada, and also his father was still an Irish citizen when he was born. And it's quite possible that Chester Arthur was not a legitimate U.S. president. But there was a case, and that the case is Kim Wong Ark. And in that case, the opinion of the court stated basically that as long as you were born in the U.S., regardless of what the citizenship of your parents, you are a U.S. citizen. And one of the judges added that you're a U.S. citizen, you can even be a U.S. president. And that's what they're hanging their hat on this one opinion. And that case, of course, it dealt with a young man who was a son of Chinese workers.
Orly?
Yeah.
Hold on there. Unfortunately, we have to go to a break and thank our sponsors.
Okay.
And we'll pick that up on the other side. So just hold on, and we'll be right back. This is KCNR 1460.
Business owners are slashing employee hours due to the new healthcare law. But first, news of a missing white person.
Wake up in the morning, 10 minutes late. I hit the snooze like a Chris Brown date. I brush all my teeth, I'm driving, and I'm on my way. But I'm bored when I walk into the joint. I'm more confused than Joe Namath with a coin. My boss's memo says starting today. I'm working 1-5. My hours keep on falling. I'm not full time. And the creditors keep calling, said I could keep my plan. I'm no longer a believer. New deductible so high you think it's devil's giving the people. I'm working 1-5. Not trying to be controversial, but I'm home and I'm watching J.G. Wentworth commercials. Say goodbye full time and hello to underemployment, cause I'm working fewer hours than I'm Fatty Bird High School. No, I'm no longer out there toiling. My work schedule is less complete than a Sochi toilet. For the New York Times telling me it's liberating. From what it isn't clear, I guess employee compensation.
Hey, Robert, nice to see you again.
Don, imagine you being here.
Yeah, 11 to 1 every Sunday.
Oh, man, this is the place to be, 11 to 1.
Why don't you join us? We have a good time.
I think I will. I think I'll do that every Sunday. It's so much fun.
It is, isn't it? We talk about all kinds of things here on our own community radio.
For the North State.
Remember, Sunday from 11 to 1. Join us on KCNR, 1460 AM, community radio for the North State.
You're probably wondering, where do I go? I'm out of coffee. Well, let me tell you, Tobacco and Brew, guaranteed to provide you with the freshest coffee beans. With the rising cost of coffee, Tobacco and Brew offers the best prices quality, and a large variety as well. Check it out. Go in and meet the friendly staff who will help you with selection and specification of your brewing needs. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Haven Humane Society is excited to announce our 6th annual Dogathon Family Festival on June 7th from 3 to 7 p.m. Bring the whole family out to enjoy carnival games, splash dog jumping, the Westminster Dog Show, and more. This year we are having a barbecue and concert from 7 to 10 p.m. The Boot Scootin' Doggies event starts with a 6 p.m. Yappy Hour and features the band Cattle Rocket. Tickets are $25 and support our goal of a day when there are no more homeless pets. For information, call 241-5262 or visit havenhumane.net.
Hey, it's Rachel Lane with KCNR 1460 AM inviting you to join us Sundays at 4 for The Kitchen Sink. It's a show about everything and the kitchen sink. We'll be discussing everything from parenting to science, arts, culture, music, and we'll be highlighting some very important community members right here Sundays at 4 o'clock. Please join us every Sunday 4 to 5 right here on 1460 AM and KCNR1460.com. It's The Kitchen Sink with me, Rachel Lane, on Free Fire Radio.
Small business owners are the heroes of our economy, yet the government targets job creators. I don't understand that. If you're an entrepreneur, let me help you grow your business. As the only locally produced afternoon drive time talk show in all of Northern California, we are poised to take your business to the next level. I host the Dan Fagan Show. Call me and let's work together. My number, 410-0028. 410-0028.
Hey folks, you know where your swap and sell is? It's right here every Saturday morning with Ernie and Dave at 7 to 8 on KCNR.
Moving sales, estate sales, we just talk about everything. Swap and sell with Ernie and Dave is what you need to get your Saturday off to a great start. Entertainment for the whole family.
Almost.
Swap and sell every Saturday, 7 to 8.
Right here on KCNR.
National news with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
The North State. I guess we can be whoever we want to be.
Conservative radio. We're all of the above.
I have to ask you, since you occasionally play Paul Shanklin songs on this program, did you ever hear the Obamacare version of that song of pull the plug on Granny?
No, I haven't. We'll have to get that one.
I'll have to write
that down for my playlist. Yeah, pull the plug on Granny.
And you'll get your health care for free.
I have a feeling that song's going to be coming up next week or something.
Yeah, I'm afraid so.
That was one of Shanklin's better efforts.
Very good. We like to keep it a little lighthearted here, considering the topic here. We're back here with Arlie Tates, and we're talking about all things Obama, all Obama fraud. We all know that this guy has lied about everything. In fact, I saw a program the other day that there's like 250 something documented lies by this guy. And why anybody wouldn't think that this guy would not lie about his birth certificate or his citizenship is beyond the pale as far as I'm concerned. I mean, I don't believe anything this guy says anymore. I'd just like to see some stuff to prove it, the records from his schools and so forth.
Anyway. Yeah, I know. I Googled what truth he, Googled in. What truth has Obama told?
I
didn't get anything.
I got a goose.
I got nothing. So
anyway,
there you go.
Go ahead. Go ahead, Orly. We're talking about Chester Arthur, I think, or the Kim Wong Ark decision.
Yes. So the case that the Obama camp relies on, it's called Kim Wong Ark, and it's a case relating to a young man whose family came from China. There were Chinese workers. He was born in the United States of America. Then the family went back to China, and when he was trying to return to the U.S., he was not allowed entrance, stating he has no visa, he is not a citizen. And the court decided that because he was born in the United States of America, he is a citizen. And as I said, one of the judges sort of added in his opinion, well, he's a citizen, he can be a president one day. So based on that, Obama's camp is saying, well, see, this decision of the Supreme Court that was in the 19th century, it's an old decision, and they're saying, well, that proves that as long as you're born in the U.S., you are a natural-born citizen and you can be the president. However, you know, that case dealt only with citizenship. This man did not, this young man, Kim Wong Ark, did not run for the U.S. president. So something that a judge states, by the way, in his opinion, where he's writing on something else and he just adds something, that's not a settled issue. It's just a dicta. It's not, I mean, it's not a ruling. And it's something that he mentioned. And we do need a ruling from the Supreme Court confirming what we believe to be the case, that the meaning of natural-born citizen, as founders consider to be, is one that's born in the country with both parents being U.S. citizens. There's another issue. What happens if a parent has dual citizenship? Even if you were to believe that he had citizenship at birth, he had dual citizenship at birth because his father was a citizen of Kenya, which at the time was a British colony. So he had Kenyan citizenship, he had British citizenship. Later on, he acquired Indonesian citizenship. And there was never a decision by the Supreme Court of the United States where a person with multiple citizenship can be considered a natural-born U.S. citizen.
Well, Thomas said they were avoiding it. There's a media clip that I've seen where he said, yeah, they're avoiding the citizenship issue. They don't want to hear the case for whatever reason.
Actually, again, truth be told, when you listen to this clip, what Thomas was talking about was some citizenship of somebody who was born in Puerto Rico. And this was a congressional hearing where Congressman Serrano, who was born in Puerto Rico, was asking Justice Clarence Thomas whether somebody who was born in Puerto Rico, which is only a territory and not a state, can be considered a natural-born citizen and can be a U.S. president. So that's what Thomas was talking about. So far, they did not render an opinion on this issue. They just, I believe that our ruling oligarchy, which de facto is running this nation, a small group of billionaires who are pulling the strings of our Congress and our president and our courts, basically gave marching orders to the Supreme Court of the United States not to deal with this issue. And I believe because they find Obama to be the most convenient and most profitable. And keep in mind, people who are compromised, who have those big red buttons that can be pushed, are the best candidates for office for the ruling oligarchy because they can be blackmailed, they can be pressured, they can be threatened with release of this information and so forth. And I would recommend everybody to listen to an interview that was given by Sybil Edmonds, who worked for FBI. She worked as a translator. She had information on 9/11 back in February of 2001, 7 months before 9/11, and she had provided this information and nothing was done. But in her interview, she stated that a whistleblower, FBI whistleblower, has contacted her and stated that he did background searches on candidates for federal judges, and he mentioned that the ones that were squeaky clean and had nothing on them were discarded right away as candidates. And only ones who has been compromised in some way, maybe they are closet gay, closet bisexual, they have some kind of questionable, shady financial dealings, those are the ones that were considered and became candidates to become a federal judge, and that's extremely worrisome. And I wouldn't doubt this for a moment, because I have seen judges, both federal and state, coming up with the most outrageous, illegal, unlawful decisions, acting as bullies, harassing and intimidating both myself and other whistleblowers and civil rights attorneys, and being criminally complicit in the biggest cover-up in the U.S. history, and that's, of course, cover-up of the fact that we have a foreign national Indonesian citizen born in Kenya who is sitting in the White House with a stolen social security number and fabricated IDs. And as a matter of fact, citizens can write to courts. People can go on my website. It's orlytatesesq.com or tatesreport.com, T-A-I-T-Z, tatesreport.com. And they can see on the right side of the first page, of the cover page of the website, something that's called Obama file, and all the evidence in regards to Obama. And also I am publishing the docket of the five cases that are still being that are pending in different courts. And, you know, I cannot tell a judge what to do. I cannot influence the judge, and people cannot influence the judge. But people can write to judges stating this is an issue of national importance, this is an issue of the U.S. presidency, and we request that you hear the case immediately, expeditiously, that you hear it on the merits, that you decide on the merits on all the evidence showing Obama using a stolen social security number and fabricated IDs. And that's something that hasn't been done in 5 years. And the public can write to judges. You cannot influence the judge and tell him how to rule, but you can request that the judge hear the case expeditiously and that the judge address the substantial evidence, which they have not done for 5 years.
Wow, that's just, I find it just amazing, you know, but, you know, anymore, it wouldn't surprise me nothing surprises me anymore considering all that's happened in the country in the last 5 or 6 years. And, you know, I just would like to know what the truth is here at some point. And we kind of know what the truth is, but nobody will talk about it that, has a nationwide voice. That's for sure. Let me, ask you a question. A lot of people bring up just Soli and just Sangin. And so let's go to a break and let's come back and talk about that a little bit, because we know that just Soli is, you know, basically, you know, born here, and just Sangin is by the blood. And let's talk about that a little bit. So we'll go to
a
break.
All right. With that, we'll take a break. This is KCNR 1460 Community Radio for the North State.
The tax man's taken all my dough and left me in my stately home, blazing on a sunny afternoon. And I can't sail my yacht, he's taken everything I got. All I've got's this sunny afternoon.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Small business owners are the heroes of our economy, yet the government targets job creators. I don't understand that. If you're an entrepreneur, let me help you grow your business. As the only locally produced afternoon drive time talk show in all of Northern California, we are poised to take your business to the next level. I host the Dan Fagan Show. Call me and let's work together. My number, 410-0028. 410-0028.
Hello, Shasta County. This is Kurt Largent from Sheldon Largent Realty, and these are difficult times in our economy. It's difficult times in real estate, and people have lots of questions. Should I sell? Am I upside down? What is a short sale? What's cash for keys? What do I do if my house is sold on the courthouse steps? For answers to these questions and many more, please tune in Saturday from 9 to 10 here on KCNR 1460 AM to the Kurt Largent Radio Show. We talk about all things real estate. Brought to you by Jeterbilt Construction, Megastar Mortgage, Trinity Pest Control, and Sheldon Largent Realty.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
All right. I'm going to tell the man at the IRS, this old boy, hell, I've had enough of the way the big man rakes it in. The little man coughs it up. Well, the fight keeps getting bigger, and the paychecks are getting small. You know, the IRS ain't gonna rest till they think they've got it all. They got the club on a lot of folks, but listen, I ain't one. From now on, I'm keeping my pay. Ain't gonna be dug none. So erase my name from your record. Take me off your mailing list.
We're back, Sovereign Mind Radio. Your community radio for the North State and the world. So we're one of the few guys out here that are actually talk about this stuff. And, we want to get to the truth. Do we have a usurper in the White House who is not really legitimately eligible to be there? And, you know, all you have to do is look at what he's been doing. Do you really think he has America's best interest in mind? I mean, can anybody honestly say that at this point?
Yeah, and we just want to know the truth. And there's so many issues, like everything with the government, whether it's the Social Security card, the Selective Service card, whatever. Why don't you just present the evidence and be truthful about it?
Oh, stop it. These guys are the most transparent administration in the history of the government. Come on.
Yeah, I know.
Come on, you
hater. Sorry about that. Yeah.
You're a hater. That's all it is. It's true.
Happy Easter.
Happy Easter, you Easter hater. Anyway, when we left, Orly, I was talking about, just solely, which is the right of the soil. And then, I don't know how to pronounce it. My Latin is pretty rusty.
There you go.
Yeah, and that's the right of the blood, basically. And I've had, some of the naysayers on the, we were just talking about, if you're a birther, you know, their Saul Alinsky tactic has worked very well. You know, anybody who even mentions this stuff now is totally discredited, whether it's in the media, on the national stage, whatever it is. Nobody wants to look at the evidence, you know. It's right out of Saul Alinsky's playbook. You just demonize them, they're screwed up, and so you don't have to pay attention to any of this stuff. So it's actually working pretty well. But I had an argument with the guy about this particular issue, and he's basically saying that all you have to do is be born here, and you are a citizen eligible to be the president. And I think that's the big argument that the left has been presenting.
Yes, and, you know, basically, the left, of course, does not want to talk about this issue. They're saying, well, he's the president, he's been president for 5 years, just shut up for 3 more years and then vote. But, you know, this is a criminal, and this is the most serious crime in the U.S. history, so it's something that has to be addressed. You cannot just shut up on that, about it. Plus, just as he is, he fabricated his ideas, he's fabricating results of all kinds of surveys. We found out that in 2012, the U.S. Census information was incorrect, that there was information in regards to unemployment that was fabricated, and absolutely nothing is being done about it. We're seeing Obamacare numbers being very questionable until the last minute, until I would say a week or 2 weeks to the deadline. There were maybe 5 million, and suddenly they said, oh, now we have 7.5 million people that enrolled. and they're not providing information who enrolled and what did those people pay. Are those people citizens? We've seen them advertising Obamacare on Spanish websites, Spanish language websites, saying that illegal aliens can apply. I mean, the man is a fraud all the way around, a fraud and a criminal, and you can't believe anything that he's saying or doing, and that is why it is so important to hear this issue on the merits. Make sure that he's removed from the White House, he's criminally prosecuted, that all of the high-ranking officials, U.S. attorneys, and judges who are criminally complicit and who committed treason are prosecuted and sent to prison.
That's a good point, Orly, because this is not just about Obama. There seems like there's a lot of treason that's been spread around here. There's a lot of complicity going on here. For this to be occurring at this level, there's a lot more people involved here than just Obama and Valerie Jarrett.
Of course, and you know, this is something that was in the works for years. The organizations like CFR and Bilderberg Group and Davos Group, I mean, for years they were pushing towards the New World Order. How do you achieve a New World Order when there is such a predominant nation as the U.S., with a large GDP, independent, people have their Second Amendment rights? They had to bring somebody who is a foreigner, who has no allegiance to this nation, who feels no love in his heart for this nation, to destroy this nation. So Obama was brought in, who is using Bogota disease, and he is hard at work destroying this nation. He destroyed its economy by incurring $7 trillion worth of debt. It's the same amount of debt that was incurred in 230 years from the first day of presidency of George Washington until somewhere the fifth or sixth year of the presidency of George W. Bush. By the end of this administration, if he is not removed early, he would incur as much debt as all 43 presidents before him. That in itself is criminal. That's simply bankrupting this nation, destroying its economy. For generations, we and our children and grandchildren and generations to come will be paying off the interest on this debt, never mind the principal. I don't know if we'll ever repay the principal. He is destroying the U.S. military. As a matter of fact, here's an interesting tidbit. When I had a case in Georgia, and there he was ordered to appear in court, his attorneys filed a motion to quash the subpoenas, and the judge refused to grant it. So he was supposed to respond to subpoenas. He was supposed to appear in court, provide the documents. He was in contempt of court. After the hearing, the judge said in a couple of weeks, and what we found out were two interesting facts. One, of course, state of Georgia suddenly got permits to build two nuclear plants, even though Obama, of course, was against nuclear power, and he was campaigning on a platform which is against the nuclear power. But second part, which is even more troubling, I found out later that the judge who was presenting the case, Michael Malihi, was actually Persian. He came from Iran. He's an Iranian judge presiding on a case. Obama was ordered to appear, didn't provide any evidence.
Yeah, I remember this.
And shortly thereafter, proposed unilateral reduction of the U.S. nuclear arsenal at the time when Iran is pushing to build nuclear weapons, when Russia is increasing its arsenal. Obama is proposing to unilaterally reduce our nuclear arsenal, and that's when the judge dismissed the case against him. So that is very conspicuous in itself. Further, he recently proposed to discontinue production of Tomahawk missiles, which are by all accounts most powerful missiles. He is purging top officers from the U.S. Military. This is definitely, definitely a Trojan horse. Definitely a Manchurian candidate that is hard at work destroying the U.S. military, U.S. economy, the spirit of American citizens, our national security, industry after industry, and so many corrupt judges and state and federal prosecutors and congressmen and high-level officials who are complicit should be going to prison.
Listen, Orly, we're running out of time. We got about a minute, 30 seconds. I just want to let everybody know that, you know, we want to give your website address again and that you are running for Secretary of State, I believe it is, and that we want
Attorney General.
Or is it Attorney General?
Mm-hmm.
And,
yes.
And we want to get that information out there before we run out of time so people can figure out how to donate to you and that type of thing. So we need people like you getting into office. So, where can they get some money to you and where can they get the information?
Thank you very much. People can go on my campaign website. It's www.ronorly, O-R as in Rita, L as in Lena, Y, ron.com. RonOrlyRon.com. Please go on the website and please donate for my campaign, because without funding, I cannot do much. And in terms of my foundation, you can go to OrlyTateESQ.com. O-R as in Rita, L as in Lena, Y, T as in Tom, A, I, T as in Tom, Z as in Zoo, OrlyTateESQ, like Esquire.com, and you can find all the information, and you can donate for my legal work and my efforts to expose and prosecute Obama and all of his accomplishments.
Thank you so much, Orly,
for coming on, especially on an Easter, and we hope that you enjoy the rest of your day with your family.
We can never get enough of you, Orly. We'll have to have you back again. So with that, we got to go. Government is not reason. It is not eloquence. It is force, and force like fire is a dangerous servant and a fearful master.
KCNR, Shasta Reddy.
The ship, at the speed he did, demonstrates a rather unprofessional attitude. It is the captain's responsibility.
That's Eric Grove, a professor of Maritime Studies at Britain's Salford University on Sky News. Sunrise services across the nation and around the world to mark Easter Sunday. Pastor Amos Dodge of Capital Church conducted one on the grounds of the Lincoln Memorial here in Washington, D.C.
This is our day. We love to, and we do have, people from all denominations, certainly. Then we have people from other faiths.